The technology giant Sony today released its entry into the virtual reality market, which has been talked up as the next big step in gaming since films like Tron and The Matrix. Headsets connected to a computer or gaming console allow gamers to take a look around a virtual universe. But is the PlayStation VR a fad or the future of gaming? Angus Randall reports.
Virtual reality wants to make you forget you're in your living room. A motion-sensitive helmet with a small computer screen in the visor generates images. Turn your head left, and you also look left in the video world.
At the moment, it's something that's really, really cool, but not necessarily something that you would do over what currently exists.
Nick Richardson, also known as Nick Boy from ABC2's Good Game, says the experience is hard to describe without trying it in person.
Anytime you see someone in VR, what you're seeing on screen as someone who's not wearing the headset just looks like a normal video game. But when you're in that headset, you truly do feel like you are in a different space. So I was playing something yesterday where I needed to lean out of a car door to check if anyone was coming, and I angled my head so it was actually going out the window and not my body going out the whole car door. Even though there's no actual car door in my living room, it really does trick your mind.
The current headsets featuring VR technology have been around for about 6 months, but the cost of these devices has seen a slow uptake across the country and the globe. The most popular headsets cost more than $800 each and also need a high-end computer in order to function. The newly released PlayStation VR device is cheaper, but still requires a PlayStation 4, putting the total cost at over $1,000. Nick Boy says expense is just one of the barriers facing the VR industry.
In order to use it, you don't just need to buy a headset, but you also need to buy either a PlayStation or an incredibly expensive PC. I think that the problem will come if not enough people release games that don't feel like they're just sort of quick tech demos or gimmicks. And then the third thing would be that it's very hard to convey how cool it is if you don't actually use it.
The Interactive Games and Entertainment Association represents the business interests of Australian video game companies. CEO Ron Curry suggests the currently bulky technology could also be a factor in the slow adoption within the family home.
Getting it untethered from the machine and that latency that currently exists between the movement and the machine, particularly if we're working in a wireless situation, you know, once that's out of the way, the headset's a little bit lighter, certainly that barrier will be crushed.
It's not the first time tech companies have attempted to revolutionise the way gamers interact with their devices. And for every success, there are many failures. From the Nintendo Power Glove in 1989 to the use of 3D glasses on computer screens only a few years ago, many gaming novelties have come and gone, damaging reputations and company bottom lines in the process. Despite this, Mr. Curry says a more appropriate example is the Nintendo Wii, which became the fastest selling console in Australian history upon its release 10 years ago. Much like the virtual reality devices, the Wii used a new kind of controller to let gamers interact with the screen in a fresh way.
We've been used to this static gaming, sitting around holding a controller. But now what we're doing is offering a much more immersive way of having a narrative and storytelling and engagement in a game.
He's cited data coming out of the United States, which predicts VR will contribute around $30 billion to the global gaming industry by 2020. Good Game's Nick Boy also believes VR has a strong future, saying the lack of games currently available on the devices won't affect VR's eventual success.
At the moment, I think it's actually the tech itself that's probably going to break into the mainstream. It's people's curiosity. So I think it's actually going to catch on with people outside of gaming, possibly first, and then gamers will jump on once the big tentpole titles that we know or an awesome-looking video game that is better in VR than anything else comes along.
Nick Richardson from ABC's Good Game talking to Angus Randall.